You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
And now out of the hundreds of inmates now on death row, for some reason, Troy Davis has floated to the top of the conversation. Davis has been on death row for two decades. He was convicted for the 1989 murder of Savannah police officer Mark Allen. And he's scheduled to be executed tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Throughout his incarceration, Davis's family has campaigned for his clemency, along with now supporters worldwide, including Reverend Al Sharpton.
The reason it has attracted the world's attention is because it is so blatantly clear that there's no reason for that man to be sitting on death row tonight.
A number of prominent figures are fighting for his clemency. They include, perhaps the expected, former President Jimmy Carter and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, but also Capitol supporters, former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr among them. The Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles is expected to make their decision today on whether or not Troy Davis lives or dies. Joining us now, Charles Edwards, who's a reporter for WABE Public Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why Troy Davis's case, Charles? Why has this one captured the headlines and captured the imagination of so many people?
Well, you're right. I mean, when you look at people who are on death row or even people in prison, you typically hear the statement that they're innocent, that they did not commit the crime that they were convicted of. If you talk to supporters of Troy Davis, they would say it's very rare that most of the people who testified against him in the original trial, in the first trial in the early 1990s, have recanted their testimony. Seven out of the nine witnesses who have recanted, who testified against Davis originally, recanted their testimonies, and they say that's very unusual. In an evidentiary hearing not too long ago, someone also testified to a judge that they actually saw the person who shot Mark McPhail in 1989, and that person was not Troy Davis. So we are used to hearing a lot of claims from people incarcerated that they did not commit the crime they've been convicted of, but very few have had a situation like Troy Davis where most of the witnesses who testified against them have recanted their testimonies.
We're speaking with Charles Edwards, reporter for WABE Public Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. And Charles, if I'm correct, there was actually no physical evidence linking Troy Davis to this crime. It all rested on the witness testimony, which is why it's so important that many of them are now recanting, right?
That's right. I mean, the original trial really was heavily dependent on witness testimony, and there's been a lot of discussion about what witnesses are saying and what they're not saying. Since the seven of the nine witnesses have recanted, you've heard a lot of folks, especially on the McPhail family side, say, well, how can we believe them now? We think that they're lying now. Why are they coming out years after the original trial took place in the early 1990s to say this now? What is in it for them? Why are they recanting their testimony? So it is very important that the testimonies be taken very seriously, because that's really all they have to go on in this case.
But why are they, Charles? Why have they? Do they say that they're now changing their stories?
You know, there have been hints about police tampering in the beginning. I mean, Mark Allen McPhail, who died when he was 27, was a Savannah police officer helping a homeless person in the southeast Georgia area. And so there is this notion of, here's a guy who was a public servant doing the right thing, and clearly somebody like that, you know, is somebody who should be supported. And there is the notion that support in the Savannah area has included tampering of witnesses or intimidation of witnesses. And so now, you know, some are saying that's why they're coming out, that now they're telling the truth. But that's something that not all believe, especially on the McPhail side.
We're speaking with Charles Edwards, reporter for WABE Public Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're talking about the Troy Davis case. He's been on death row for two decades, and he's scheduled to be executed tomorrow night. But, Charles, as I understand it, the only people at this point that can either stall, delay, or even cancel that execution are the members of the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles. In Georgia, the governor cannot do it.
That's right. It's really up to the State Board of Pardons and Paroles, as you mentioned. This is a group of appointed figureheads. They're not elected. They're appointed by the governor. In fact, the current governor did not appoint any of the members to this board. They were all there before this governor was elected. And Troy Davis's legal team has really exhausted all of their legal options, from trying to get the case appealed, which is what they've done for, as you said, almost two decades now, all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They've asked that court to hear the case. The court decided not to do that. But what the court said was, if you are saying that seven of the nine witnesses have recanted their testimonies and you have new evidence to present, let's hold an evidentiary hearing in the Savannah area. They did that. The judge heard the new testimony and decided not to go forward with the trial. So really, at this point, we've had four different this is the fourth time that the State Board of Pardons and Paroles has considered this case. And so this is really the only option that Troy Davis has left. And it's a different bar with the in the court cases. Troy Davis has had to prove that he was wronged in the original case, and he has had to prove his innocence because he was found guilty. In this instance, he doesn't have to say, or he doesn't have to prove to the State Board of Pardons and Paroles that he's innocent. He just has to prove that there's too much doubt in this case. And so this is not a body that could say, okay, he's innocent, but this is a body that could say there's too much doubt to actually execute him, so we can either stay the execution and ask for more time, for more consideration, or we can grant Troy Davis clemency.
Meaning that when this is done, Troy Davis could either go for execution or he could walk free?
Meaning that he could be given life without parole to where he would not be executed, or they could say, we're not going to grant clemency, and the execution scheduled for Wednesday night could continue.
Charles Edwards is a reporter for WABE Public Radio in Atlanta, Georgia, talking about the Troy Davis case. Troy Davis on death row for two decades or so. He was convicted of the murder of a police officer in Savannah, and he goes up. We're expecting a decision from the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles sometime today.